Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Stacy. Thank you so much for tuning in to Backquote today. We're talking today about 404 not found. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. This basically means that the client can successfully connect to the server of the host website, but is unable to find the resource actually requested. The visitor will see a 404 error because, although a web server works normally, the requested resource does not exist. If a 404 error message appears, it means that the server cannot find the file the user is requesting. If you try to access a specific URL, you will get an error message with 404, because the content does not have a name. It's not just the post page either. Missing assets can cause 404 errors for missing CSS, missing JavaScript, and missing image files. This error has absolutely nothing to do with the server, it just means that the requested file is missing. You can also set up your own unique 404 error page with a WordPress plugin and fix all 404 errors on your site that people experience. The HTTP error 404, most commonly known as the 404 error, means that the website you want to access cannot be found on the website server. The first reason you may find a 404 error is that you made a mistake when you entered the page in the address bar. If you type BBC instead of BC Sport, you will see an error page with 404 on the BBC website. Error 404 is a client-side error, which means you entered the URL incorrectly and the page has been moved or removed from the site. When a user tries to follow a broken or dead link, the server of the website hosting the link may generate an error that cannot be found when the user clicks on the link. As you should know, the URL correction works if the request is addressed directly to the corrected path. This can be done by simply updating the path property of the request, but only if you have corrected the paths. The 404 error is an HTTP status code, which means that the page you want to access on the website could not be found on your server. Enter the URL in the address bar of your web browser and the request for a web page will appear on your screen. URL to access the website in your browser and enter the correct path to the request, such as HTTP, localhost, 8080, web, page. As you can see, the 20 best 404 error pages ever shown in a slideshow show 20 of the most common 404 errors on the web. So remember that if the error appears in the show, it will also be shown as a 404 error in your web browser. Note that the error is displayed as an error at all, even if it is displayed on a page without errors. HTTP 404 errors are usually displayed by a web page that cannot be found, but 400 or worse request errors are also possible in some cases, such as the HTTP error 404 error in the above slideshow. The 410 gone error page is very close to the well-known 404, but larger websites tend to customize 408 error pages, just like most of the 404s. When you remove the home page of your website, try to do a search for the information you are looking for. This means that the server did not find the requested file and the 410 indicates a permanent state, while the 404 indicates that the destination file may be available somewhere on the server. If you are responsible for your own server, it is important to understand how Google Crawler treats 404s and 410s differently. If your site has many 404 errors, search engines like Google and Bing may have a negative impression of it. My advice would be to try all possible solutions in the order in which they are listed. The error message is not meant to indicate that your browser was able to interact with a particular server, but that the server was unable to locate what is requested. When you find the page you are on, you can update your bookmarks and favorites to avoid HTTP 404 errors in the future. HTTP status codes can be particularly annoying if you do not understand what they mean, but they can also cause confusion. A 404 error is a code that indicates that the requested page cannot be found or is disabled. A 404 bug, also known as HTTP 404 or 404 code, is a very specific type of client bug. Whenever a page is loaded in a browser, it has a response status code that is normally not visible to the viewer. This means that the page the viewer is trying to reach cannot be found on the server, or the browser may send invalid credentials to the application. You can try to access an invalid URL, but it is quite possible that a problem will eventually lead to a 404 not found error in the client, indicating that a resource to be accessed is not available. This has been Backquote. Episode 78. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.